Narrowly avoiding a whack from her rudder, Colin was swept up in the stampede for the entrance. Henry replied that his missus called out was drowned by echoing clan war cries. Lances, slings, bows, spears, blades, and all manner of arms bristled from the warrior horde as they bounded uphill out of Holt Summerdell. It had been a long, hot day. Letho watched from his high prison as the westering sun set in a blaze of crimson glory. His paws ached abominably from where the ropes cut cruelly into them. The last moisture he had tasted was when the warlord emptied the bucket of water over his head. He licked thirstily at his dried lips and closed his eyes, trying to ignore the pain from his wounded head, which denied sleep to his weary body. As the evening dragged daylight to an unhurried close, the outlaw fought mentally to avoid thoughts of food or drink. When dusk fell, Letho's head drooped forward, his eyes no longer able to stay open, his entire body feeling dizzy and light as air. Then a torpor overcame him. All pain receded into a dull throb. His body slumped against the ropes, and he passed out. A mouse warrior, armed with a fearsomely beautiful sword, was at his side, holding his paw. Then, like a pair of leaves in an autumn breeze, they were travelling through the air. Below him, the outlaw could see Green Isle unfolding its lochs, hills, streams, and woodlands. The mouse warrior directed his gaze to where the great sea lapped the pale sanded shores. His voice gave counsel to the dreaming prisoner.
To die is easy for you, Shellhound, but you were ever a fighter. Do not let life slip away whilst there is hope. Behold the High Queen bringing a new dawn to Green Isle. Keep repeating her name, Rulaine, Rulaine.
Letho saw her then, the tall Ottermaid clad in her green cloak and shining breastplate, marching purposefully, Queen of Green Isle, the High Rulaine. The vision was shattered suddenly as the cage struck the wall and banged about crazily. Letho woke, only to look up and see the Lady Kaltag battering at the bars with a spear from above. Her face was twisted into a vengeful sneer as she shrieked at him.
Murderer! Now you will pay for slaying my son, Jifra.
Raising the spear high, she thrust downward at him.
This ends Disc 7.